That's a big ask.
Big task.
Yeah.
We are joined in the media center right now with provisional number one qualifier in Funny Car, Robert Height, with his run of 3.858 seconds at 334.65 miles per hour. Robert, tell us about that run.
Well, you know you're always in for a treat when you come to Sonoma and the Friday night run. Usually, you know, it's not like any other racetrack we go to where the atmospheric conditions change so drastically. You know, Phil Collins had a song, and it was called In the Air. And that kind of really fits what we see here, you know, because you know it's just going to be throwdown, great conditions, great atmospheric conditions, and this great racetrack. You know, it has holds the speed record, fastest run in history. So you just got to hit it right, and Jimmy and Chris did a great job. You know, this is, I think, will be number eight for us for the year, eight number one qualifiers. So, you know, it's we like these good conditions. You know, but it's still summertime, and we're going to be racing in, you know, pretty hot conditions tomorrow and Sunday. So we're going to have to kind of celebrate a little bit tonight, but change our whole outlook and program for the next 2 days.
Robert, you have quite a history at this track. You've never lost a final round here. You won last year. You set the national speed record, as you mentioned, here 2 years ago. Tell us what's so special about this track. I know you mentioned it a little bit. Elaborate on that.
Well, really, I feel this is my home track. I grew up north of here, like 6 hours away, and this was the closest national event. And I've attended every single national event ever held here. You know, either as a first, it was a fan coming to the races, just dreaming about, you know, getting to work on one of these things and being around them, and then a crew member, and now a driver. So, you know, it's I love coming here, and you know, it's home. A lot of family and friends, you know, come see this race, so it's very special to me.
Any questions?
What do you think about between now and tomorrow and Sunday? It's like, as you said, you're going to go from conditions like this to something that's less than ideal. Do you think about that at all tonight? Or do you just wait and take it as it comes?
Well, that's the crew chief's job, and trust me, they're already on it. They'll look this run over, and you know, Jimmy is never pleased. He's a perfectionist, and he'll look where he could have ran quicker or got a little more here and there. But he won't waste a lot of time on that run. He's going to start getting ready for tomorrow's hot conditions, because it's going to be key tomorrow to get down the track, make good runs, so that you're all set for race day. I think I'm hearing that it's going to be like over 100 heat index. Okay, the track's going to be 140 degrees, so it's not going to be what we raced on tonight. That's for sure.
Does that heat affect you in the vehicle?
Oh yeah, it's hot. I mean, we wear 7-layer suits, and you know, you warm the cars up in the pits, put the body on, so all that heat just stays underneath the body. Yeah, it's gonna be a heater. But it's the same for everybody, and we'll pay attention and probably won't get in as early as I normally do, and just be ready and aware. You know, we've got to make two good runs tomorrow to set ourselves up to win this thing on Sunday.
If you win on Sunday, that's sort of a magic number for you. Do you think about that at all, or is this...
I don't really focus on all that. You know, I know that, you know, next win will be 50. That's kind of a milestone. It's big. But when you consider what the boss has done, and that's, you know, unattainable and not reachable, 50 is not a big deal, I guess.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Yep.